minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We welcome you back to the second half of hour number one of the Monday edition of Midday here on South Jersey's Leader in live, local, and relevant radio, News Talk 1400 and 92.3 WOND. We are broadcasting live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Atlantic City Studio. I'm David Spatz. James Rabick is at the producer's console. If you remember early in the show, as I was trying to preview what we had today, I told you about a new program they've got out at Seashore Gardens Living Center that is a lot more than just another thing to let the residents have some fun with. This is, to me, an incredible learning experience, and if nothing else, it demonstrates that you are never, ever, ever too old to learn something. The name of this program is Elder Grow. These are Elder Grow classes, and to explain a little bit more about this is the Elder Grow educator at Seashore Gardens, Mikhail Lawless, and also one of the residents of Seashore Gardens, Missy. First, let's find out from Mikhail what this is all about. What is Elder Grow, Mikhail? This is more than just something for the residents to do. It's an educational experience.
Absolutely, David. Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. Elder Grow is a therapeutic horticulture program that we bring into senior communities that lets them garden year-round. So it's an indoor garden that we put into the community, and the residents take care of it. They water it, they prune it, and twice a month, myself or any educator will come in and do a class that has something to do with nature, and the residents get involved and they take care of it, and they really have some place to go. It's a really wonderful program for them.
What I really like about it is, as I said, this is more than just another distraction. Let's use that word for the residents. This is an all-encompassing program. It's like, as you mentioned, therapeutic gardening program. But it engages the residents in physical, social, cognitive, creative, spiritual, I mean, all kinds of different aspects of life. And it also proves you are never too old to learn something new.
I think Diane can answer that question.
I'm probably the oldest one here today. Okay. I'm 85.
Oh, you're a kid. You're a kid, because I remember talking to, and this goes back a few years, but there was a resident, Sharon, you'll help me out on this one, she was voting from the time she was like 20 until she was, what, 103 or 104 when she passed away?
Yeah, I love her parents. You had Dee and you had Jerry.
Right, that's over it. 100. That's it. I remember that.
Yeah, Jerry was the one that was with me at the time, and he had his 100th birthday.
Wow.
He was wonderful to listen to. I used to listen to his stories, but he didn't like women with gaps, so he would turn his he would turn his hearing aid off. And women didn't know it, and they would just keep on going. The day of his 100th birthday, he sent all his relatives home. And he kept three of us, and all patients here. Right. And we sat and ate Jewish candy and had a ball. We had our own party. It was wonderful. Since passed, but I'll never forget it.
You threw out the young kids, right? And you guys had your own party.
We had a ball.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Tell me a little bit about the Elder Grow experience. I mean, what do you learn from it? What do you take away from it?
Well, first of all, it's wonderful for me. I love plants. I love flowers. And to deal with them every week is wonderful. I've learned so much from Michaela. She is a book of knowledge walking. And we get to do hands-on with the flowers. Today we printed prints made out of lemons.
Who?
We painted the face side. Did the lemon print on a piece of paper, and it gave me an idea to do it on a shirt. I'm looking forward to that. But she always has something for us.
Well, but I like the fact that you know, you did something, and it inspired you to come up with another idea.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that's how she is. She's always got ideas.
Wow.
And like I say, I love anything with gardening, so it does a good deal for me.
Michaela, how has this program developed, and how long has it been going?
So our founder, Orla, this was actually her thesis for her PhD, and she came up with this and won a business plan, and they granted her a bunch of money to start this company. She's from Seattle, and so she would locally introduce this garden into a community in Seattle, and she has a group of veterans who built the gardens. So this garden would start in a community, and then an educator would go. And initially, we plant about 18 to 20 plants in the garden. And the residents would do the planting. We'd label all the plants. And then we have a watering chart for them. So every day, one person is responsible for watering. They can go to the garden and prune. It's a great environment to bring your friends and family when they come visit. You know, it's just peaceful. And, like, Diane goes over every time, you know, during the day, and she'll just say she loves being, you know, around the garden because she loves the garden. So there's a lot of opportunity. There's always herbs in the garden for them to smell. It's a very sensory-stimulating garden. It's wheelchair accessible. So really everybody can use it. And our classes are geared towards gardening and nature. So anything to do with gardening, we'll pick the plants, we'll dry the leaves, we'll make bookmarks. We do all sorts of things, and it stimulates their creativity. We sing. We have a lot of fun in class.
You know, the one thing that just jumped off the page at me are the benefits that therapeutic horticulture can provide to folks who are getting up there in years, and some of the things that they can take away from the Elder Grow program. Number one, it improves motor skills. It can reduce the risk factors for dementia. It can elevate moods. It can improve sleep and reduce falls, reduce agitation. This is it's amazing. It sounds like it's a cure-all for getting a little bit old.
Well, I will tell you that we have goals for our classes.
Wow.
So, like today, we did sensory stimulation and socialization and creative expression. And we'll look at each individual resident and make sure that they're following up on those goals while they're working. They don't even know it. It's almost like physical therapy. But we were rolling lemons today, and everybody was working on their fine motor skills without even knowing it.
Uh-huh.
And it just makes them really positive. It wakes them up, and it really puts everybody in a good mood. It's a great way to start off the day.
Yeah, if you were to say to people, the first thing they have to do when they get up and get out of bed is, like, exercise or something like that, they might not be too keen on that first thing, when they open their eyes, but to do something like this, to get engaged with the different aspects of Elder Grow is just fascinating. And it just seems that they don't even realize what it's doing to their to improve their lives, the quality of their lives.
Absolutely. Even watering every day, you know, holding that watering can and taking care of something instead of having someone take care of them all the time. They're taking care of something else, and it gives them, you know, reason, a motivation to get up and complete your day.
Is there any one thing that you've seen about this program that you'd like to latch on to and maybe take it to another level?
I would say that this program really it's so inclusive because it's year-round, right? So in the wintertime, the residents can be with the garden. But we have, at Seashore Gardens, have brought our classes outside with our garden. And really, it's such a wonderful atmosphere here because they have a beautiful patio. And we've incorporated, they're actually putting in a monarch way station, a native garden right now. And so we tie our classes into what they're doing. So you really can take this program and make it your own in every situation. And I think Seashore has done a really good job of doing that.
I would say the Seashore has adapted the program to best fit its residents.
Absolutely.
That's fabulous. We've been speaking with the folks from Seashore Gardens Living Center. Mikhail Lawless is the Elder Grow Educator. And I know Sharon D'Angelo. Sharon, you're on there, right? You're with Seashore Gardens.
Yeah, I'm here.
And
we also have Andy here as well. And or Diane Bell, our resident, who just came back from Elder Grove.
Wow. Diane, I want to thank you for tipping us off about this and telling us what you enjoy about it. I'd like to speak to you again, maybe down the road sometime, if you do anything that's like really, really cool.
We always do things that are cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, especially during the heat wave.
Would be wonderful, yes.
That would be great. Again, thank you so much, Diane and Mikhail and Sharon. Thank you again, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh, that sounds like fun. You know what? The folks don't even know they're learning. If you said to them, all right, we're going to go do, you know, classes now, they might not be, you know, too thrilled about, you do your own class. I'm 88 years old.
Right.
You know, but to do something like this, this is really cool because they don't even realize that this has so many different medical advantages and social advantages. So cool. All right. So we got time to do COVID too. All right.
Yeah, you're good.
Let's do this. Yeah, because.